GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's jump right into today's top stories, which are enough to make any seasoned Web3 developer double-check their smart contracts and regulatory compliance playbooks. First off, the race is on for six federal agencies to finalize rules for the stablecoin industry, courtesy of the Genius Act. The clock's ticking faster than a mempool during a bull run. With just 14 days until July 18th, the likes of the OCC, FDIC, and Treasury need to whip up a cohesive rulebook that will govern a $320 billion market. If they miss the deadline, we'll be wading through a regulatory no man's land. If they succeed, we'll see a synchronized regulatory framework snap into place across six agencies. This is like watching a group of first-time DeFi users trying to understand yield farming in real time. The OCC's draft rules are particularly juicy, proposing a $5 million minimum capital requirement and a three-tier liquidity model. The implications for new issuers are profound, as any new federal stablecoin issuer will need to cough up serious capital just to get in the game. Not exactly a warm welcome for startups without deep pockets. Meanwhile, on the West Coast, California's regulators have decided to play hardball. As of July 1, 2026, unlicensed crypto platforms are now looking at a $100,000 daily fine if they can't show a DFAL license or at least some paperwork in progress. The DFAL, California's all-encompassing crypto licensing law, is now as real as a locked MetaMask wallet with no recovery phrase. Covering everything from exchanges to Bitcoin ATMs, the DFPI is casting a wide net. It's a big deal considering California's role as a blockchain hub, home to around a quarter of U.S. blockchain companies. If you're running operations in the Golden State without the right paperwork, you're as exposed as an unencrypted private key on a public forum. Better get that application in, unless you have a spare $3 million a month to spare on fines. On a more somber note, let's discuss the fiasco with Hinkle, the Ethereum-based privacy protocol. Designed to cloak on-chain activity, Hinkle just saw its treasury emptied faster than a DEX experiencing a flash loan attack. Around $820,000 in USDC was siphoned off, almost the entire treasure chest, leaving the protocol's total value locked in shambles. Certik, the blockchain security firm, identified the exploit, but by then, the damage was done. The attacker used Tornado Cash, a sanctioned mixer, to cover their tracks, which is like robbing a bank and then casually walking into a time machine. It's a stark reminder that in DeFi, the only privacy you might get is the anonymity of a hacker who just cleaned out your vault. For builders and job seekers, the regulatory landscape is becoming as critical as the code you're deploying. The stablecoin rules may require a pivot in your development or compliance strategies, particularly if you intended to issue or integrate stablecoins. As for California's DFAL, if your operations touch the state, it's time to ensure compliance or face financial extinction. The Hinkle hack underscores the importance of security audits and the need for robust fail-safes in privacy protocols. If you're in the job market, there's a growing demand for compliance experts and security analysts who can navigate this evolving terrain. That's a wrap for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.